capital have shut down key roads. Schools and government offices are also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities Sunday, the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. The demonstrators are demanding change in the country's political system. The protests, which began a month ago, have increased in size in recent days, with demonstrators defying security forces that have killed scores of people. Tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted he directs his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he is not planning to quit. Riot police stormed several malls in Hong Kong on Sunday in a move to stop more pro-democracy protests. The raids come as the city's leader heads to Beijing for talks on deepening economic integration between the semi-autonomous Chinese territory and mainland China. There were calls online urging protesters to gather in seven locations to sustain a push for political reform following a chaotic day of protests and clashes with police on Saturday. In Beirut, thousands of people turned out Sunday to show their support for Lebanon's president. The demonstration was held near the presidential palace in southeastern Beirut. The show of support for the country's president is in direct contrast to the protests Lebanese citizens began staging across the country last month, demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's sectarian-based politics. For more on any of today's stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday again ruled out negotiations with Washington. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah